Hello and welcome to the Smashy Business Show Weekend Edition. I'm Abdul Majid Awan, and here are the top business stories you need to know. Story 1. India makes a major move to woo Saudi capital. India is preparing to exempt Saudi Arabia's public investment fund from key foreign portfolio investment rules in a bid to strengthen financial ties and unlock billions in capital. Currently, Indian regulations group all sovereign-linked investments together and cap ownership in a single firm at 10%. That's been a barrier for PF subsidiaries, limiting how much they can independently invest in Indian companies. But following Prime Minister Modi's visit to Saudi Arabia in April, where both nations reaffirmed their $100 billion investment ambitions, New Delhi is offering more flexibility. The exemption will allow PIF's different entities to deploy capital without breaching ownership limits. This move could significantly boost Saudi investments in Indian equities, infrastructure, and energy at a time when both economies are looking to deepen strategic alignment. India wants long-term capital from Gulf nations, while Saudi Arabia sees India as a high-growth opportunity under its Vision 2030 diversification strategy. Negotiations on a bilateral investment treaty and possible tax relief for the public investment fund are also underway. This isn't just a financial deal. It's a diplomatic signal of growing economic interdependence between Asia's largest democracy and the Gulf's most influential fund. Story 2. Dubai property prices may dip as market peaks. After 4 years of rapid growth, Dubai's real estate market might finally be due for a correction. According to Fitch Ratings, property prices in the Emirate could fall by up to 15% over the next 2 years as a record supply of new units comes online. Between 2025 and 2027, supply is expected to grow by 16%, far outpacing the 5% projected population growth. The city has been a magnet for foreign investors and wealthy individuals, driving a 60% price surge since 2022. But developers are now expected to ease pre-sale payment terms from 70% during construction to 50%, which may shift investor dynamics. That said, assets in prime locations are likely to remain resilient thanks to longer holding periods and deeper pockets. Dubai's population is also climbing, now nearing the 4 million mark. But even with high demand, the pipeline of 250,000 new units, 120,000 of them in 2026 alone, will test market absorption. UAE banks have already started to reduce real estate exposure, trimming direct lending amid rising interest rates and stronger underwriting standards. This signals a more cautious phase for one of the region's hottest property markets. Story 3, London landlord Asif Aziz relocates to Abu Dhabi. He's the man who owns more of London's Leicester Square than anyone else. But now billionaire Asif Aziz is heading to Abu Dhabi and he's bringing his business ambitions with him. In an exclusive interview with RGBI, Aziz revealed why he's shifting operations from London to the UAE capital. The founder of Criterion Capital, which manages a $9 billion portfolio, is setting up shop in Abu Dhabi Global Market and targeting the city's mid-market housing segment. Aziz says Abu Dhabi reminds him of the American dream, a place where hard work can turn into real opportunity. He's already bought a home on Almaria Island and is scouting land for residential projects focused on long-term residents. The move comes as a wave of high net worth individuals flee the UK following tax reforms, with the UAE fast emerging as a global capital haven. In 2024 alone, nearly 10,000 millionaires left Britain. Aziz joins a growing list of global investors, from hedge fund titans to crypto billionaires setting up in Abu Dhabi. For him, the decision goes beyond business. It's also about faith, values, and a future rooted in the Islamic culture he and his family connect with. That's it for today's Smashy Business Show, Weekend Edition. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, X, WhatsApp, and subscribe to our newsletter. All the links are in our bio. See you next weekend.